Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Latha, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
That was Crank It Up from the debut CD of 17-year-old keyboardist Nicholas Cole. And I'm just going to tell you now, you guys need to buy this CD. It is hot. As my co-host Mike Reynolds would say, it's hot fire. This CD is the bomb.
That's right.
It is the bomb. This CD is the bomb, y'all. You need to buy this CD today. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about this young artist today that we are talking to. His name is Nicholas Cole. As I said, he is 17 years old. His debut CD is called A Journey of One. Nicholas is an electrifying keyboard with an old-school flair, inundated with a 21st-century swagger. At the age of 17, Nicholas possesses a maturity and skills that is both explosive and intoxicating. He is also the November Artist of the Month on TalkingSmoothJazz.com. We have Nicholas with us, his father, Mr. Cole, is with us. I also would like to welcome our guest co-host, Pamela Black. She is the host of Pamela's Place. I'm here in Las Vegas. Nicholas, Mr. Cole, and Pamela, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you,
Terry.
Okay, so before we came on, we were telling Nicholas that the CD was the bomb and it was hot and whatever it is the young kids are saying now to describe something that's really, really good, that's what this CD is, really, really good. So congratulations to you, Nicholas, on this.
Thank you so much. I'm truly grateful, and I thank you for the opportunity for having me on your show.
Oh, we are the ones that are grateful.
Yeah,
so thank you for giving us the opportunity. Yeah, really. Again, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk to you. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said you're welcome.
I just want to say at age 17, you know, peers your age, teenagers your age are listening to hip-hop and rap, and you could have easily gone that route. So why did you choose jazz?
Well, jazz has always been a style of music that I've always listened to. My dad and mom introduced me to it at an early age instead of, you know, a lot of other music. You know, I was introduced into gospel and jazz. And so those are my roots.
Okay. All right. So now Pamela is only going to be with us for a short time, unfortunately. So, Pamela, I'm going to let you go ahead and ask your questions.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Queen. Nicholas, I was wondering, when you get ready to sit down and do your writing, your creative writing, what kind of mindset do you have to be in, and how do you get inspired to put together such incredible harmonies and melodies and these rhythms? What's doing that for you?
Well, I definitely like to, you know, get in a quiet place and think about what's, you know, coming next. And all the songs that I have on my album and songs that I create, period, just come to me, and I hear them in my head first, and then, you know, when I get them in my head, I like to, you know, come to my studio and lay them down. And I'm, you know, I'm inspired by a lot of different music, from country, Rascal Flatts, Michael Jackson, Kevin Bond, who is a gospel producer, a lot of other various artists. So I have a lot of inspiration behind my music.
Do you have any particular musicians that you'd like to be on stage with, you know, performing live?
Yes. Peter White, for one. Steve Cole is amazing. A guy by the name of Julian Vaughn, who's a bassist. I enjoy his music.
He is bad.
Most definitely.
Like David.
Okay. Wow.
So,
okay,
Nicholas, I wanted to ask you, I guess, and your dad, when did you notice that Nicholas had a musical talent like that? I mean, because, you know, some kids, you know, get up, bang on the drums, bang on the keys, and you say, okay, well, you know, Junior's doing great, he's playing keys and everything. But when did you really know that he had musical talent? And when did you know, Nicholas?
Well, I knew when my grandpa, he bought me a keyboard at the age of 4, and I would just bang on it and try to figure out, okay, at an age of 4, you don't really know how to play a keyboard. So I took a big interest in it,
yeah.
And about the age of 7 is when I really knew that that's what I wanted to do. And so I worked towards it, and I started practicing, and by the time he got me a bigger keyboard, and I would practice every day. And so that's basically how it came to this.
And I heard the gifting in Nicholas a little earlier than that. He might have been maybe 5 years old at that time. He already had a keyboard, of course, and he would bang out tunes. I would hear him in the room. Sometimes I wouldn't go in the room to disturb him. I would just sit outside the door and just listen. And he had this awesome gifting at a very early age. And, I mean, I was really astounded that a kid this small could play a song on the keyboard and interpret it the way that he could. And mm-hmm. when we took him to his first lesson, his music teacher took he and his mother back in the back where he was giving the lesson. And he said, I really want you to just sit down and listen to this young man. He has a facility of music that is just amazing. I tell him to do something in ragtime, interpret it in ragtime, and he can do it. I tell him to play something in jazz and interpret it that way, and he can do it. And it was just amazing. Yeah.
Well, that is cool. Cause, I mean, I'm laughing because, you know, at 5 years old, most person be like, look, that boy is at it again. You know, when you please something, you gotta play that bit. When you please something to sit down somewhere.
No.
But that's very cool.
No, I mean, it was awesome to just hear him play like that. And, I mean, I remember he would stand in front of the TV with a microphone and he would just pretend like he was the one on stage singing. And he's always just had music at heart for a long time.
Oh. Wow. Let me give out the phone number, please. So if you want to call in and speak to Nicholas, the number is 646-716-5485. You can also come and join us in the chat room along with Anita Ross and some guests by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page and then the play chat button underneath the Nicholas Cole Show. I do have a phone call, area code 404. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, how are you? What's your name?
Mike Phillips.
Mike Phillips!
Not
no
Mike
way!
Phillips plays sex.
Saxophone is Mike
Phillips? Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great,
I'm
how are you?
Fine, Mike. I'm doing good.
Mike, meet this just awesome artist, Nicholas Cole. Just awesome.
Well, Mike,
just first of all, I commend him because being that young, but also going through the history and the foundation of profound music such as jazz is a huge responsibility. And you guys know how I am about dudes jumping around the stage and entertaining and never encompassing the skills that reflect the culture of jazz. It's just a huge money-making fiasco.
Yeah.
So when I look at a young brother who understands ragtime that can do it or can be challenged to play the changes but still be an entertainer, man, I am so excited for this brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very honored to hear that from you.
I am excited. You know, like, you know, you look at Wynton Marcellus, any young fella that plays, he has this kind of radar. He knows how old he is, where he is, what he's doing, and he goes to them and puts them in the band and cultivates the talent. And that's what I think we need to do, even in the realm of contemporary jazz. All of the greats, when we see somebody that's coming out, we have to put our arms around him, encourage him, and make sure by any means necessary that he stays on the path of the integrity of the art form, but also us making sure that you get out there and play.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to call and say congratulations, brother. I hear them chords, and I hear that left hand. That left hand is something else, boy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And,
oh, thank you so so much, Mike.
If you don't mind my saying, listening, I'm tuned in, and I love your plan. I'm going to get the album, and my son, I just bought him the keyboard. He's 7 months, so hopefully he'll be playing and looking up to you as his idol.
I believe he will be.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mike.
You are so welcome, and you guys take care. Nicholas, I love your play. Keep it up, brother. I will be here rooting for you and anything you need. The artist community is right behind you, man. So I'll holler at you later, brother.
Thank you so much. See you later.
All right, later.
All right. Bye, Mike.
Call me Mike.
That is awesome. We will be calling on Mike. Most definitely.
Okay, I have another phone call for you, and this is Mike Scott. Hey, Mike Scott.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How are you?
Hey,
I'm
Mike.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm still reeling in from last night. It was a fantastic night in Chicago.
Wow.
Okay. Mike, we're going to have you. Are you calling in to ask a question of our artist, Nicholas Cole?
No, actually, Terry told me to call in to talk to them about the award last night for the Internet Broadcaster of the Year.
Okay. If you could call in about an hour
when we're done with our interview
with Nicholas, that would be great.
Oh, I am so sorry. But Nicholas, hey, man, keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. No problem. I guess I got my timing wrong, but that's all right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, thanks to Mike Phillips for calling in. And Nicholas, trust that you can believe in whatever Mike Phillips tell you.
Yes,
trust that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, trust that for sure. Okay, well, before we get to some more questions, let's play another song because I'm telling you, I want to play as many as I can on this CD. Do you have a favorite, Pamela?
You know I do.
Okay.
The title track is awesome.
All right.
I mean, the whole CD is good, Nicholas. You know I love the whole CD, but the title track, I listened to it like 5 times, and you hear Nicholas is playing all the instruments on it, but you hear all the instruments and the collaboration of everything is synced perfectly.
Thank you.
On that track.
So
perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
And
perfect.
Nicholas, tell us about the title, A Journey of One.
Well, my dad actually named the CD, and, you know, he gave that song its name because, you know, the whole project is a solo project, and, you know, I did all the instrumentation, and we didn't, you know, collaborate with any other producers on the project. You know, it was just me and my dad. So that's where the title Journey of One came from.
Well, outstanding.
Right. All right, from Nicholas Cole's debut CD, A Journey of One, here is the title track. Thank you. Mike, what do you call it?
Hot fire. The kid's hot, man. The kid, yes, that was hot. Hot. I love it.
Smoking.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Smooth Jazz Dalek says, this is one contemporary jazz album you can cruise with, groove with, sway with, and play with. The beats are pulsating and soulful. The compositions are slick and sophisticated, wrapped around melodies that compel you to keep hitting replay. Greg Brown, the program director of WINR, Houston's new choice for smooth jazz, says, this kid is crazy on the keys. Look out. He is headed to the top.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yes.
You're amazing. Yes, you are.
Definitely. Okay, I have a couple of phone calls for you, so let's take the first one. Area code 210, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, everybody. David Gonzalez.
Oh, hey, David.
What's up, guys?
How you doing? How you doing?
What's up, Nicholas? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Pretty good. Man, dude, I kind of actually caught me off guard when Mike Phillips called in. That was pretty funky.
Yeah.
I was like, you all guard. All of us.
I was like, what? No way. Oh, my goodness. I've been trying to get in contact with him for a long time, but unfortunately it hasn't happened, but hopefully soon. But Mr. Cole, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Man, dude, you got a son that's just unbelievable. I mean, I wish I had that musical talent.
Well, we like to say.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, man. Well, man, what can I say here? I'll probably be writing in a review on probably Amazon. I'm getting all my friends to do reviews, you know, Tom Brady in L.A. I'm just going to get everyone to write a review and listen to the CD because this needs to get out there. I mean,
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. One of the best, man.
I mean, I sent emails to everybody, you know, Paul Brown. I told you the other day to listen to this. But I tell you what, the song I want to hear, everyone needs to hear, is Let's Play. I think that's one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
Let's Play is one of my – it's actually my favorite. And
okay.
right when I heard – I swear I probably listened to it about 100 times now. And I swear, right when I heard it, I immediately – he was on the cruise, but I immediately emailed Brian Culbertson. And I said, dude, you got to listen to this guy. He sounds just like you. It was amazing. So – yeah, man, I mean, I just want to wish you all the best. I'm actually going to debut Nicholas's album on Smooth Wave Jazz on Monday.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
Cool. So, yeah, man, just hopefully I'll get to meet you one day, bring you out to Texas one day. That'd be kind of cool.
Different.
But, yeah, keep it smooth, and you got it going. You're in for a bright, bright future.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes,
well,
indeed.
So,
hey, Dave, what's your website, Dave?
The website is www.smoothwavejazz.com. I have a Facebook. Actually, I talked to Miss Jazz Queen this week, and I am teaming up with her and Mike, and I'm going to start promoting every artist that will be interviewing here on Talking to the Jazz.
Great.
So you'll be seeing a
Yay.
Lot of what we're doing. Hell yeah. We're broadcasting in 55 countries now.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. It's a dream come true. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'll post something on Talking to the Jazz thing. But, but, yeah, Nicholas, keep it smooth, dude. You got it going. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, dude.
And I'll play your song next.
All righty, then.
All right.
Thank you, Jazz.
Thank you, David.
Better, Mike.
I know, Dave.
All right.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. The next caller, area code 913. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, my name is Julian Vaughn. What's up, Mr. Cole? How you doing, man?
Julian Vaughn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. This is awesome.
You, Julian, meet Nicholas Cole. Oh, my God.
What's going on? Wow, what's going on? Nothing much.
Man, you're getting ready to blow up, man.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I love your music.
I mean, I appreciate that too. I appreciate it, man. Just trying to make some good new original music, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to work with you now, man. You got me all hyped up, ready to go into the studio.
Oh man!
Hey, yeah. That's awesome.
You will be getting a call.
Oh, hey, I want that call, man. I want it.
Yes, sir.
I want it. Take this thing over, man.
That'd be cool. You and
so cool.
Marcus Anderson and Nicholas Cole together. Wow.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And I don't know if Mike Phillips is still listening, but, you know, like I said, guys like Nicholas, you know, and Marcus and Julian, I consider them the new generation of this genre.
Yes.
You know, this is the new generation. You know, a lot of people say that the genre is dead and not doing so well, but that's not true. We have some good musicians, and these young men are it. They are the new generation of smooth jazz. So both of you guys, I love both of your music. Yes.
Because we
definitely want to find a way to bring younger cats in, like you, Nicholas, 17, Julian, you in your 20s. You know, we want to find a way to bring younger the younger crowd in, and you guys are it. You know, so you guys are a new thing right now. So definitely.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Now, Nicholas, you're in Carolina, right? You North Carolina?
Yes, sir. I'm in North Carolina.
I'll be down there December 3rd, man.
Oh wow. Where are you gonna be?
Yeah. Huh?
Where are you gonna be?
Gonna be me and Marcus we're doing a holiday show.
Oh man.
I don't yet tell you the exact place. I just know I'm coming down there, man. I can't wait to get down there.
I would love to make
it. We have to hook up. We have to hook up.
Yes, we do.
Indeed. Yeah.
We can make it happen.
All right. Julian, thank you so much, 6'7".
No problem. 6'7", that's right. And I still got game. If anybody out there is wondering, I got game.
That's my new nickname for you, 6'7".
That's
thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Julian.
All right. Hey, Nick, stay up, man. Stay up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
All right, Julian.
All right.
See
ya. Bye-bye. All right. That was so cool.
It was very cool.
All right. Okay, well, let's get to David's favorite song on the CD, Let's Play. Tell me about this one.
Well, I just wanted to make something that was really romantic. I know you're thinking about, okay, this guy's 17. What does he know about romance? I just wanted something really nice and slow, and I couldn't think of a better name than Let's Play, so that's how that came about.
Terry, Mike, Pam, Let's Play is really grown folk music.
I understand
Nicholas knew what he was doing, right?
I'm old, so.
Nicholas knew what he was doing. All right, we are talking to 17-year-old keyboardist Nicholas Cole. His debut CD is called A Journey of One. It is available on cdbaby.com. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you pick this CD up today. From that CD, this is Let's Play. Oh, my gosh. Nicholas, where does that come from? That it's just so, oh, my
soulful.
God, I can't even explain it. Where does that come from?
Well, I have to give all my thanks to God, you know, because without him, you know, none of this is possible. So, you know, I have to give honor is due.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. I'm telling you.
Right.
Yes. And you were right when you said you are an old soul, because I totally agree with you. Your music has so much maturity in it.
Wow.
I totally agree with you there. I have a question for you from the chat room. Anita would like to know, who is your inspiration for the keyboards?
Alex Bouillon, big fan of his. Bob James, George Duke, Kevin Bond, who I mentioned earlier, the gospel producer.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Simpson, Brian Culberson, you know, all of
those
influences.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And do you sing? Do you sing at all?
I sing a little bit, you know. I don't like to, but I sing a little bit. I'm shy about singing.
Now, Nicholas, I wanted to ask you, you know, being 17, you know, you're still in high school, you know, senior, probably, you know, playing hoops, football. What do your friends think about you playing, you know, smooth jazz and having this talent? Do they say, hey, man, that's cool, or like, they're like, you know, man, you know, you're going to get all the girls now? You know,
well, all of what you said, they have said. You know, my friends, they're really supportive of what I'm doing. You know, they're like, man, go all the way with it, you know. And now,
yeah,
I've even turned on some of my friends to smooth jazz now, you know, just because
okay.
of what I've done. So,
cool. Now, Mr. Cole,
yeah,
you are the executive producer of this CD. So, you know, we've lost so many smooth jazz stations now. So what challenges are you guys facing in getting Nicholas' music heard?
Probably the biggest challenge is airplay.
Yes.
That's why we're so grateful to guys like you who are willing to take the time out to talk to us over the phone and play the music without the radio promoters and radio announcers really putting this stuff out there. No matter how good you are, how well known you may be, your stuff will not be heard if it's not played over the radio or over the internet. And we're losing so many smooth jazz stations now, so really it's a blessing to still have you guys around. But that would probably be the biggest obstacle, is just getting the music heard.
Okay. Earlier I mentioned Greg Brown, the program director of WINR. I host a two-hour music show on this website. It's a Houston-based website. It's a pre-recorded show that I voice track that airs every Friday. And last night I featured this CD, the first hour. And so it repeats on Saturdays and Sunday nights at 10 p.m. your time, Nicholas. But I just wanted to let you know that I definitely featured it last night. So the listeners on that site got a chance to hear your music.
They'll be listening for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You know, guys, you know, Terry called me last week, and because I guess, you know, we just scheduled this interview, and she said, Mike, have you heard of Nicholas Cole? So I'm like, you know, we're always looking for undiscovered, independent, unknown artists. I'm like, I haven't heard of him. So she said, he is 17 years old, and he is awesome. So I'm like, okay, 17, I'm like, awesome. I wouldn't describe him as awesome right now. He only 17. So when I went and listened to it, I said, Terry, this kid is awesome. But, you know, I'm like, wow, you do play so good, and like I said, with such maturity, it's like, it's just, you know, astounding, you know, but, I mean, now you do have two other siblings as well, right? Do they also play music?
I have one sister.
One sister, okay, but does she play?
No, she doesn't play an instrument, but she does sing. She has a beautiful voice, so you'll probably hear something from her on the next album.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
cool.
Good. Good. And Leon, now, are you a musician as well? Anita from the chat room is asking if you have a musical background.
I've been in music for a long time, mostly gospel, and I used to do a set with a group called the Montegos a long time ago, but we never did a CD, but we did do a CD with a gospel group that I sing with, and I still do sing. I started out playing the guitar and then went to the bass and then finally vocals, and I wouldn't even put myself in a category like a Julian Vaughn. No way would I do that because I haven't played in quite a while. So I think all my musical talent from the bass has transferred to Nicky now. So,
mm-hmm.
But I have done producing before, and I've written a lot of songs, and so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to mention that all of the songs were written, arranged, and produced by Nicholas. Again, his father, Leon Cole, is the executive producer. And even your mother is involved. Is that Mrs. Renita Cole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She handles all of the booking for Nicholas. So it's definitely a family affair here.
It's really great.
Nicholas, I just want to say, too, that on your website, the first picture on your website, you just look just like just a baby. You're just a child. You're just a child. It's so you have to go to this website, NicholasColeJazz.com, and see that first picture on the flash page. It's just a baby.
It's horrible.
I wanted to ask another question before we get back into the music. When you guys decided that Nicholas was going to do all the instrumentation and things like that on the CD, did you think that that was too much of a challenge for him, or did you say, was there ever a time when you said, well, maybe we should go and get some musicians or hire a producer or anything like that, or did you really trust him doing everything on his own?
No, we never had a problem with that. Nicky, to know Nicholas, if you come into my house any given day, he's in his room playing something, writing something. He's always playing all the time. So he's very knowledgeable about the different types of software. And, you know, he's always been a very musical person, and we facilitate that. We try to encourage him as much as possible. And, you know, he has an opportunity to do pretty much what he wants to do as far as sports and that sort of thing. But his first love has just always been music. So we believe in just giving him the room to expand and to grow in that area. And so, no, we've never had a problem with him taking on too much, no.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
Nicholas and Leon, with all the musicians that you're going to be exposed to in the next 6 months or so and going forward, what kind of availability are you going to have as far as maybe being a sideman for some of these more established musicians like Julian and Mike Phillips or Brian Culberson, or, you know, wouldn't you graduate in June?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happens after that?
Well, I plan to pursue my career totally. So,
okay.
Definitely go into that.
I'm thinking they're probably going to start asking you, you know, to start touring and things like that. So I was just wondering about your availability, because all of us know, you know, a bunch of musicians that we can put you in touch with, and, you know, they're just going to snatch you up like yummy hamburger.
I'm sure I would love to, you know, go on tour and tour with some of the guys that I've looked, you know, up to ever since I was young. You know, that would be the highlight of my life. You know, I would
okay.
definitely.
Mm. Well, you're going to get a lot of those, wow. I'm sure. I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg. You've got a long way to go with a lot of musicians that are going to want someone who has that intelligence behind their strokes on the key.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't have to.
Yeah, I might add, I'll probably be right along beside of it.
Hey, and
I gotta watch
it. I also just wanted to let Terry, let your listeners know that Nicholas is going to be doing my opening theme song for Sunday mornings. He's going to do a ballad for, and that's for the next year. So that'll be the beginning of 2011 all through the year. So just make sure
that
you get the exposure that you totally deserve.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. All right, more music. I love it.
Yes,
more
I want to play the favorite on one of my favorites. I like the entire CD, but this is one of my favorites, Secrets of the Heart. Tell me about this one.
Well, Secrets of the Heart is a medium tempo groove, and I wanted to do a song that was,
you know, in the middle. You know, I have a lot of upbeat songs on the project. You know, I just wanted, you know, my listeners to hear something, you know, like when they get off of work, something that they can relax to and, you know, jam to also.
And you're thoughtful, mm-hmm. too. That's fantastic.
This is Secrets of the Heart. Right, that was Let's Play. That was Secrets of the Heart from Nicholas Cole's debut CD, A Journey of One. You can pick this CD up right now, immediately, right now, on CDBaby.com. Go get it now.
Definitely. I'm bobbing my head. This is hot.
Thank
hot. Yes.
17 years old and just phenomenal. So yes, the CD is available on cdbaby.com. He is also on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not currently on Twitter, but I am working on that now.
Okay.
So I will.
All right. And okay. And he just launched his website, NicholasColeJazz.com. So go there and sign his guest book. Let him know that you were there. Okay. And, oh, my gosh. Nicholas, yeah. I'm just telling you, we are so proud of you. We are so happy for you. It's just awesome.
Yes, definitely. Love the city, love the music. You know, it's, I'm like 17 years old. I mean, you know, most times you hear, like I mentioned earlier, you hear young artists play, but not like that. Not like that. That's mm-hmm. that's truly a gift that you have. Like you said, that's truly a gift. And I'm like Pamela, 6 months to a year, you're going to be performing on festivals, I think, anyway, because the music is just so good. It's so good. I mean, you cannot deny that. You know, it's
nobody
like,
can.
Well, it's
nobody
right.
can.
It's not like, you know, some CDs you'll get and you say, well, it's okay. You know, he plays okay. But this, every track is hot. Every track is hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, definitely.
So Nicholas, do you have you performed in front of a large audience yet?
I have performed in front of a large audience, but in gospel. Not yet in smooth jazz, but I am definitely looking forward to that.
Okay. So you can, you know, work on your standing up on the piano, getting your groove on while you're still getting the keys moving, and, you know, you have to do that showmanship thing. I know you can do that.
Yeah.
I'm messing with you, Nicholas. I'm just messing with you. Don't pay no attention to me.
Now, Nicholas, have you heard of Tammy Green?
Tammy Green, I haven't heard of her.
She is in, is she in North or South Carolina? I think she's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
She's in Charlotte, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so she's, we'll definitely have to put her in contact with you. She does a lot of events in her area. She's literally the only person there doing smooth jazz events in the area.
Wow.
So we'll definitely have to put her in contact with you.
Okay. There was a Tammy Green in Goldsboro, North Carolina. She was pretty instrumental in doing things like that, and I'm wondering, is it the same Tammy Green?
It's probably the same her, because she has the nickname the Jazz Diva.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of her.
Right.
That's
her. And she's on Facebook, so, yeah, definitely hit her up on Facebook, and, you know, we'll send her some emails or something and let her know about you.
Okay, great.
Maybe she can hook you up with one of her events, because, man, she's out there. She's literally doing it all by herself, you know, so she can get you on one of her events. That would be cool.
That would be good, yeah, indeed.
Yeah, definitely. So, Mr. Cole, is there anything else that you would like us to know about your son?
I think his music speaks for him. Nicholas is he's almost like a sponge. He absorbs everything. He listens well, and I think that is to his credit. And you know, a lot of times with musicians, they kind of want to know everything. Sometimes don't really want to be told anything, especially with the production end of it. But he listens a lot, and I do think that's a good quality for any musician or any artist to have, because other people can contribute to your project in such a way that you may not have thought of. And so I think that is to his credit.
That's a nice answer. Okay. I got to say, that's a politically correct answer, because we were looking for, was Nicholas still scared of the dark? Something like that. That's what we wanted to know. You know, something
Mike's
like
that.
You know.
But,
you are crazy.
I would like to say that I must say we had some other people that were behind this project that was so instrumental. Shell Redfern, she did the cover design for the CD, and also Kim Giles, who was the creative and project manager for this, and she did an incredible job. And I think you guys know Kim, and she's just good people. And I just wanted everybody to know who has been involved in this project. So it's just not a journey of one; it's more than one.
That's more than one. Well, I want to play one more song, Nicholas, before we let you go, and it's track number 6, Yokohama. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, tell me about this one.
Well, my dad, while he was in Japan, he was visiting Japan, and he was in a city in Yokohama, and while I was making this song,
he said it it had an Asian flavor to it. So he said, wow, I think that would be a great name for that song.
Okay. All right. This is Yokohama. Mike, all you could do is just shake your head. I'm just, oh my gosh. That was Yokohama. Oh, that was awesome. Nicholas, you are just so talented.
Thank you so
Wow.
Wow. All right. So, again, the CD is called A Journey of One. It is Nicholas' debut CD. It can be purchased on CDBaby.com. Please support the artist and pick that CD up today. His website is NicholasColeJazz.com. He's also on Facebook. So go to Facebook and send him a friend request. And keep an eye out on this young brother. Keep an eye out on him. Like Greg said, look out. He is headed to the top.
Okay.
All right. Well, Pamela, do you have any more questions?
No, I don't. But I do want to thank you for having me on the show, Terry, today. And Nicholas, much love and just success to you. I know that you're going to go straight to the top. Just don't forget us little people down here when you get there. And Leon, you did such a beautiful job with Nicholas, and I have to applaud you as well.
Yes,
because
definitely.
You know, when you have a support system like that, then you can't go anywhere but up. So,
mm-hmm.
Leon, that's good
do.
Work. So I just want to say goodbye. I have to go.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. Oh. I want you to tell everyone where they can find Jazz at Pamela's Place.
Oh, Jazz at Pamela's Place is at www.kunv.org. I'm on the air Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time, airing musicians from all over the globe and focusing on indies as well as mainstream, but just bringing everybody into the rotations because it's just too much wonderful music out there, and it just needs to be shared, and so it's all welcome. So Pamela's Place every Saturday and Sunday. So I hope you guys could tune in.
And I want to thank her for having me on her show last week. I really do appreciate that. I'm so grateful.
Oh, you're going to be on there for the next few months, you know. I made sure I aired you today. I'll be airing you tomorrow morning. I'm not sure what track I'm going to pick yet. It's probably going to be Let's Play. But today I did the title track.
Wow, thank you so much.
And your music's on the way. I dropped it in the mail today for you as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Indeed. Love your show, Chris.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Miss Pamela, thank you so much for being our guest co-host today.
Thank you, Terry. Yep. Thanks so much. See you later, Mike.
All right, now, Pamela.
Take care.
Bye, Pam. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye, Leon. Bye-bye. Bye, Nicholas.
Bye-bye.
All right, Leon and Nicholas, we want to thank you as well for giving Mike and I the opportunity to talk to you and to introduce you to our listeners. Your music is wonderful, and hopefully you will see some sales today.
Well, we thank you. Thank you so much. It was an honor. We really were looking forward to it all this week. A little nervous, but looking forward to it.
Well, you did well. You did very well. No, so you guys very well. So, Mr. Cole, congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
Like Pamela said, Nicholas is such a talented young man, and what you guys have instilled in him is just, you know, it's just great. So congratulations to you as well.
We thank you so much.
Well, all right, Nicholas, so we're looking forward to hearing about you and Julian Vaughn and Marcus Anderson performing together.
Yes.
Okay?
Don't forget
all
Mike
right.
Phillips.
That's right, Mike Phillips.
That's right, him too.
That's right. All right, well, you guys both have a great day. And, again, congratulations to you, Nicholas.
Thank you
so
much. Carrie, Mike, thank you again.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I'll send you a couple of other addresses that you guys can just send Nicholas music to, you know, to get some good reviews and, you know, things like that to some reviewers and to some other stations and everything.
Okay.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely.
We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Nicholas Cole and his father, Leon Cole. Again, the debut CD is called A Journey of One. It is available on CDBaby.com, so you want to pick that up. It is so, so good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's only 17. For him to play the way he plays is just it's unbelievable. So definitely
you know,
check him out if you can pick his music up.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, Terry, I was about to say, you know, you told me about this kid last week. You know, that goes to show that there is so much good music out here that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
That needs to be found and discovered by, you know, the jazz fans. You know, we all say that, hey, you know, there's not enough music or, you know, there's nobody new out. There really is. You just have to find it. Because I remember when you called me, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go check it out. You know, Nicholas Cole. And I was like, this kid is bad. I mean, so, you know, you just never know who's out there that has that type of talent, you know.
So true. That is so true.
Yes, that's so true.
Well, we thank them again for coming on, and definitely support the artist and pick up his music. All right, so we have Mike Scott on. Mike, hello, welcome back.
Hey, you guys, how are you?
What's going on, Mike?
Good, how are you?
good. I'm excited to be on, and, you know, it's just a beautiful weekend in Chicago.
So we asked Mike Scott to come on because he won the American Smooth Jazz Award last night for Internet Broadcaster. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was very exciting.
So tell us what it was like there.
Well, it was a sold-out house, and it was at the DuSable Museum in Chicago. It was a full house of nothing but smooth jazz lovers and artists up the kazoo. There was some great performances last night. Some of the artists doing one, two songs, others doing maybe three. Like David Benoit was up for the Lifetime Achievement Award, and he played about three songs, about 15 minutes. Richard Elliott did his When a Man Loves a Woman, you know, Marc Antoine, 480 East. There were just so many performers last night. They did the American Smooth Jazz Awards justice. I mean, they separated the presentations with the music so perfectly that you couldn't get bored or you couldn't hear too much of one thing. It was just absolutely perfect to a T, the way Bernie did and put everything together last night for the American Smooth Jazz Awards. It was just a wonderful evening. It was a long evening, but you really didn't realize until you looked at your watch when it was time to leave. And I think the festivities started about 8 o'clock, and I think we finished about 11:45. So
wow.
It was a long awards, but it was fantastic. It really was. And, I mean, the songs that people came out and did, Peter White, you know, winning a couple awards and doing a song and just a host of others that were there. It was, the Sax Pack was there. They played a couple songs and just tore the place up. And, you know, Steve Cole coming out acting like he was Dean Martin or something with his glass of wine in his hand. And, you know, I mean, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of laughter. There was some great music. And, again, all of these artists in one place, it was just too cool.
Wow. Very nice, friends. Now, I got to ask now, when the category for the Internet Broadcaster came up, was a little bit of nervousness? Did it come over you? Did you have your fingers crossed? Or, you know, what was it when they announced your name?
When, you know, during the week and all that stuff, I was like, man, this is so cool just to be nominated. And, you know, even when, you know, Kathy and I were sitting in our seat and I'm saying, you know what, I'm a winner. I'm here. I was nominated. It feels so good just to be here. And then when they, you know, they're announcing the names and I'm going, damn, a couple of them guys are strong, you know. And then they go, and the winner is Mike Scott. I think I made out with Kathy for 2 minutes before I even went down to the stage. we both looked at each other, and there's a few tears in both of our eyes going, I can't believe they called my name, you know. And it was you're there just all casual, cool, and calm. And when they call your name, it's like, wow, this is the coolest thing. And it really was. Michael and Terry, you know, I've been doing this 23 years. And, you know, getting recognized in your hometown, that's tough as it is, even though I've got a lot of listeners in Toledo, Ohio. But once this thing hit the internet really big, It was like, you know, all these people coming out of the woodwork going, hey, I want to be your friend, I want to be your friend on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it keeps growing and growing, and then your listenerships keep growing and growing, and it's like, wow, this is cool. I mean, radio is cool, but internet is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you meet all these friends. And, Michael, you know, you listen to the show, and I'm thanking and saying hello to people in Turkey and Indonesia and Japan and Nova Scotia and Belgium and the U.K. and, hell, even in Toledo. And I'm like, I can't believe I got all these listeners all over the world. And this is something that out of 23 years just formed, like, in the last 8 months to a year, you know? And
wow.
Yeah, it's just, Terry, it's amazing. And so when they called my name after the making out, I went up to the stage and, you know, like everybody else is, you know, doing their thank yous and stuff. I think I spent about 10 minutes on the stage and one guy was trying to get me off. And you know, Mike, okay, cut it. And it's like, man, I'm not done talking yet. And so I had to thank everybody, but, you know, I mean, from my heart, you guys, I just love the smooth jazz people. I love the smooth jazz, you know, music. And I have dedicated 23 years to smooth jazz, both in, you know, promoting concerts in Houston, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, and up in, you know, the Detroit area. And, you know, this is what I love. This is the music that I love. So I've stuck with it, and, you know, it's paid off. I mean, this is basically my job. You know, I'm on 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, and I buy the airtime from the radio station, and I go on out and I sell my own show, sell the advertising to keep the show on the air, and I host it, produce it, and, you know, I've got a great, great board operator in Adam. And, you know, days that I can't make it, my show's still on, and you have no clue that I'm not there. And, you know, like Friday, I was in Chicago, but my show was still on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just things like that and modern technology and Facebook, and it's just it's amazing. So to answer your question, did I get nervous? I don't know if I got nervous because I'm used to speaking to people live in public as well as, you know, on the radio. But it was a total, total different feeling from the norm. And maybe it was nervous energy, but, man, I had so much energy. I mean, I laid down in bed last night, and I didn't fall asleep till 7 o'clock this morning. Because every time I was ready to doze off, my brain would start working again, you know? And it was all the high energy from winning. And, I mean, a bunch of us, Nate Harrison, Drew Davidson, Rob and Cindy Bradley, I mean, you know, we're all chatting in the lobby of the hotel room, you know, on and off, people coming in, you know, till, gosh, 3:30 in the morning. And so it was just, man, you know, just a cool, cool day and night in Chicago. And, you know, staying the weekend and, you know, doing a few things in Chicago this weekend. But last night's American Smooth Jazz Awards, and obviously, you know, some people are going to go, oh, well, he's saying this because he won. But even if I didn't win, last night's American Smooth Jazz Awards was totally, totally off the hook. It was
wow.
It was just awesome. I mean, it was perfect. It was a night that everybody would have loved. If you love smooth jazz and you were in one of those seats that were full, and actually Bernie even made the announcement that, you know, his wife was at the front door and they had to turn away about 200 people.
Yeah.
That thought that
really?
They could show up and buy a ticket. So
wow.
that's you know, that's really cool. And you know, God bless Bernie, man. You know, this guy, it's like one of us, you know, taking the money out of our pockets to do a concert in our hometown and hope we sell enough tickets to at least break even to do the show. Well, mm-hmm. he had a lot of money out of his pocket to do this show because every artist was there, you know, every photographer was there. People that are making their moves and making their name in the smooth jazz now, even newer people from the last, you know, I didn't even know they existed until like maybe 8 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago. They're starting to make their names, and they were there, you know, whether it's photography or writers or starting to kick their own smooth jazz shows off. You know, a lot of people that I met last night that I had never even heard of before, and they're starting to get into the music and making it, you know, what they want to hear instead of, you know, scattering all over to try to make a buck or something. You know, they're like, wow,
yeah,
I love this music. I want to concentrate on smooth jazz. And so those were the types of people that were there. And, you know, some business owners, I know they had one presentation from the guy from American Airlines. The Chicago smooth jazz station was there, and Rick O'Dell did a great job as the host. You know, Nicole Young was the musician host, but Rick O'Dell did most of the introductions and presenting the next award will be so-and-so, and, you know, okay, coming up to perform for you today or next is, you know, Peter White or whoever. So Rick O'Dell did the majority of the intros, and he did a fantastic job. You know, he's the Chicago guy. And but there were just so many fantastic people. Nick did a great job and, you know, made a lot of people laugh, you know, several times when he was up on stage. I could go on and on, you guys. It was just one fantastic night. And I would say that whether I won or not, because it really, really was. And it was superb.
Okay.
Mike,
hold on one moment. Let me take this phone call. Area code 716, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
This is Cindy Bradley. How are you?
Hey,
Cindy. How are you?
Congratulations. You won for Best New Artist. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
wow,
and she's hot, too.
Tell us about your experience.
I had to put that one in there, Cindy.
Thank you.
And you know what? That was an awesome dress you had on last night.
Yes, I've seen the pictures, yes. Mm. Very awesome.
Thank you.
They were all, the guys in the band I performed with were all calling me the night before saying they were going to wear Halloween costumes and just getting me all wound up. And I said, no, I have the perfect dress. You know, they're always messing with me, but that's the story of the dress.
Well, so Cindy, tell us about your experience.
Oh, wow. It was really surreal. I mean, that was the first award show I've ever been to. And, I really didn't expect to win with all the other nominees in those categories. And I don't know. I'm still kind of on cloud nine. I don't even know so much that it's hit me yet. But I had my parents come in, which was really, really special. They came from Buffalo. Mm. I don't get to see them very much because I live away, and it was just awesome. I'm just really, really grateful for all the people that voted, and just for him putting on an event like that, and especially for somebody new. It's just really hard to break in, and it's a lot of work, and a lot of people have put time and money and everything behind me. So it was kind of, it made me very proud to be able to go back and say thank you to those people and show them that they did something good, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
again, congratulations to you.
Yeah,
Cindy won, she won Best New Artist for 2009, and she was up against Spencer Day, Drew Davidson, Kyle Warburton, and Darren Ron. So,
yeah,
good for you.
My friend, yeah.
That's cool. Now, Cindy, I got to ask you the same thing, Cindy. What did you feel when they called your name? Was it like, okay, that's me?
Oh, no, I had just played, so I was still backstage, and they called my name, and the first thing I thought was, I just got so excited, and I thought, oh, my God, I won, and then the next, then I just got complete total dread that I had to walk out and speak in front of all those people. So, oh, no,
it's
no,
one thing to play, but it's different to talk.
It's really different to talk. I'm still getting used to doing a lot of talking in front of people, and, you know, people are like, you don't seem nervous, but I'm definitely nervous. I have to, like, take a deep breath and think through everything I want to say. So I was so excited and then kind of terrified and then back to excited again when it was over.
Wow. That's so cool. That's so cool. We saw pictures on Facebook of the venue. It was a really beautiful venue.
It was gorgeous. It really was. It was The sound, too. The sound was incredible. I mean, Bernie did a really, really nice job. The backup band they had, I think Nick's guys, were incredible, backing up all those people and learning all that music. And it was something. It was really something. He did great.
Mm. Yeah, they were up there for 3.5 hours backing up every single person.
And they didn't miss a note. I'm telling you, they were something.
No, they're a tight band. They're really tight. And they're one of the two or three backup bands on the Smooth Jazz Cruises, too. And Nick's got a great band. But, Cindy, your Bloom CD is awesome, and I think it needs to be promoted a little bit more before you release your new one. And Bloom has some great cuts on it, and I love playing Bloom. And I think if there's any other internet radio listeners out there, any regular Smooth Jazz station program directors and music directors out there, that if you're not playing Cindy Bradley, you need to start a new job at the shoe store, or you need to get with the program, because Cindy Bradley's Bloom CD has some really nice tracks. So
thank you so much.
Go out and buy Bloom.
Thank you for all you're doing, too. We'll see you.
Now, he mentioned a new CD. Are you working on new music?
Oh, my gosh, I am. I went out to Phoenix to work again with Michael Browning. He's the same producer that did Bloom. In August, and I did about half of the CD. And then I've just been so busy traveling through the rest of the summer, and then this month I was out every weekend, that I really haven't gotten back to working on it. So now, actually, as of today, I'm buckling down and I'm going to finish it. So I took a couple months hiatus. I've just really been enjoying the ride from the first CD, but it's time to release another one. So, yeah, now I'm going to finish it up. It's about halfway there, though.
Oh, okay. So when it drops, will you come back on and let us help you promote it?
Anytime. I would love to.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
Well, we have another phone call. Let's see if this is someone else that was at the award show. Area code 210. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Okay, I just had to call again. This is David Gonzalez from Smooth Wave.
Hey, David.
Hey, Mike. This is David Gonzalez, 17-year-old internet radio owner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
That's
are?
Right.
I
David,
am.
Actually,
that? Yeah.
That's
I just
actually,
wanted to come congratulate. Excuse me? I can't. It's kind of hard phone reception out here.
Okay,
go ahead,
on.
Mike. Uh-huh.
No,
so
I want to congratulate him for, you know, the initiative of going after it.
Congratulations.
And
yeah.
There's a problem with his phone or something.
Yes, yes. But like I said, Cindy and Mike, let's say congratulations again on winning your awards at the American Smooth Jazz Awards. And like I said, next year, I guess you guys will be back. And, you know, Mike, I continue to listen to your show. Like I said, you are, you know, the hottest man on the internet playing music on the weekday, you know. So, yeah, so definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cindy,
I do appreciate that.
Yes.
And
Cindy,
Mike,
love your CD.
Mike, tell us where we can listen to your show. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
yeah,
tell us, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, you can listen to my show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., and that's East Coast time. And if you don't get enough of Smooth Jazz, you can stay at my website. Again, it's www.mikescottjazzshow.com. And that's, again, mikescottjazzshow.com, 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, East Coast time. But go to my website, and if you want more Smooth Jazz for your weekend, your work week, or just any time, it's on 24/7. You can go to my past shows, and there's about 15 shows at all times, and they're about 4 hours each. So you got about another 60 hours of uninterrupted commercial-free music. And you just click on one of them, and you got 4 hours. You don't have to touch your computer again for another 4 hours till the show ends. It'll give you from 6 to 10. And, of course, my third hour from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock every morning is my saxy hour.
Excellent.
So the best sax from anybody is on my show. A lot of new artists. I encourage, if there's new artists out there, that are not getting the record labels. You're doing it independently. I encourage you to send me your product because I play a lot of people, and they call me, and, you know, listeners will call me and go, Mike, I never heard of that guy before, but, man, was that awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love new talent. I encourage new talent. This is one thing that I've done for the 23 years that I've been on the air is, you know, and again, I love Peter White, Richard Elliott, Rick Braun, but, you know, there's airplay all over the world for those guys, and I still play them. But if there's some talented, quality CDs, and I say this, it's got to be quality. It could be a cool tune, it could be a funky beat, but if it don't have quality, I'm not playing it. But if it's a quality made CD and it's cool, it's got some nice riffs to it, it's got a funky R&B flavor to it, I'm playing it. I'm jumping on it immediately as soon as I get time to rate it. And how I do my show is I put your CD in from the mail into my car. And while I'm driving around all day trying to sell my show, I'm listening to your CD and I'm rating it. Say you got 10 cuts on it. I'm rating it from a 3, which is lousy, to a 4 double star and excellent.
Love
and if
it.
You don't
Love
have
it.
Well, that's how, Mike, that's how it is. If it's not a 4 double star, I don't even look at it. I just pass it and maybe go down to cut number 7. Oh, 4 double star, medium, slow, funky. Okay, cool. I'm going to play cut 7. And that's
Love
how I decide to play. That's how I'm the program director of my show.
Right.
You know, I've got, you know, well over 3,000 CDs, and they're all sent to me from people that are aware of my show. And I rate every single CD that's in my catalog. So if Cindy says, hey, Mike, you know, what's cut number 5? And I tell her what cut number 5 is, well, how did you rate it? Well, it's a 4 double star. It's medium, you know, like a medium beat. It's funky, cool, very nice. It's going to get played.
All right.
All
right. And Cindy, where are you playing coming up next?
Oh, I'm actually coming off the road for, you know, about a month to, like I said, just to finish the CD. So I'm going to be traveling back and forth to Phoenix to finish that right now. So nothing in November. No more shows for a little bit.
Take a rest, huh? All right. I think David called back in. David, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
You know, I'm sorry for the whatever you call it. But, Mike, I just wanted to congratulate you on this award last night. That had to be just one of the best experiences in your life.
After 23 years of doing what I'm doing, it was without a doubt the highest night that I've ever had concerning smooth jazz.
Wow.
And I have been promoting concerts for 23 years, you know, Houston, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, up in the Detroit area, and, of course, my hometown in Toledo. And I've had the best artists that you know, come through anywhere. And I love promoting shows, and it's a great night when I promote a show. But last night, it was the highest I've ever been in my entire life. It was the adrenaline was there, and I think I made a statement earlier that I had so much nervous energy that I couldn't even sleep last night, and I have not slept yet. So went to bed about 5 o'clock and laid there going, man, this is too cool. and then it was like time to get up. So, you know, I'm still up and that's okay because I still got the nervous energy, you know?
Yeah, that's just, you know, I was, you know, Nicholas Cole just called me on my, just right now. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, you gotta have these days in your life where you just got to stand up and just say, man, I love life. And, you know, with me just a couple weeks ago meeting Brian Culbertson and Nicholas with his interview today, and of course yourself winning the award last night. I mean, it's just unbelievable, man. I mean, it's great.
Now you say you're 17 years old?
I am 17 years old and have my own internet radio station.
Well, I, you know, number one, being 17 years old and digging smooth jazz, you already got class. And And no, I'm for real. You know, I mean, it's nice that you're not one of the jitterbugs out there that got to do some rapping and wear your pants down to the crack of your butt. You know,
same way.
Yeah, no, I mean, for real, you know, at age 17, you know, I was digging classic rock and Motown and you know, which was still cool music, but nothing like today's, you know, 17-year-old music. And being 17 and having your own internet radio, kudos to you, man. I congratulate you. Definitely stick with it. Don't let anybody discourage you because in the last 2 years, so many people have been discouraged with smooth jazz radio just bumping off left and right, you know, San Francisco, Dallas, Detroit, Cleveland, New York. I mean, just all the major smooth jazz stations. But, you know, one thing that I can say about all those smooth jazz stations, they sucked.
I know.
I don't mean to put it so bluntly, but, you know, when you're playing Hall & Oates and you know, Gloria Estefan, and, you know, I mean, these are not smooth jazz artists. And I don't care if you don't play instrumental music, you know, but play smooth jazz.
Yeah.
You know, play true people. I mean, you know, these smooth jazz stations, you would hear the same song every hour and a half by the same 20 artists. And artists like, say, Cindy Bradley, before she broke into the business, and, wow, she's quality. She's got product. It should be played. Before she got in there, artists could not get on the air if you were not the mainstream 20 smooth jazz artists.
Exactly.
And, you know, these independent artists and the new artists that have total kick-ass music,
mm-hmm.
not getting any airplay was sick to me. And especially when I'd be, you know, cruising long distances and pick up a smooth jazz station, and I just heard that song on the same smooth jazz station I went out of the airways from, and I'm like, man, they're all programmed by Cumulus or Clear Channel or CBS. And these I don't even know why these corporates pay these program directors, because it's like one program director telling all 70 program directors that this is how you're going to play it and this is what time you're going to play, and you're only going to play 20 artists, and every hour and a half, this is the Madonna hit. This, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to AC Radio, Madonna gets played every hour and a half, or you know, somebody like that. But and the same thing was happening with smooth jazz, and I can see why it left the airwaves. It's sad that it left the airwaves. Pardon?
Right, right. And Cindy, I'm so glad. I was so happy when Cindy came on the scene, because she represented something that was fresh.
Fresh and different.
Exactly.
Fresh and different.
And Cindy, I'm not
and
a
hot
big
sound
fan, but when your CD Bloom came out, I fell in love with the way you play the trumpet. And I didn't think it was so out there and so in your face. It was just right. So, again, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Best Artist in 2009. Mike Scott, congratulations on your win for Internet Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, and to you too. David, hopefully we'll be on the list next year. Hopefully we'll be on the ballot next year.
Thank you so much.
You never know.
Yes.
You never know.
And
all
Mike,
right.
I just added you on Facebook, so I hope to keep in touch with you.
Okay, and you guys, listen, when you guys talk to these independent artists, will you make sure you give them my address for them to send their product to me?
Okay.
And David, if you've got me on Facebook, get a hold of me. I'd like to talk to you more.
Yes, sir. And hey, Cindy, how you doing?
Hey, David, I'm fine.
Oh, my God, it's been
so
long since I've talked. I mean, like, since August, I think, when you came down to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, if you ever meet Cindy, Cindy is just one of the nicest people you could ever meet. I mean, it's...
Yes.
I mean, it was an honor to meet you when you came down to... Balcones Heights in San Antonio.
It was fun.
And it was really fun. I sent you an email last night to congratulate you on the award.
I saw that. Thank you.
Right.
Congratulations on your station. Because last time I saw you, it wasn't up yet. I think you launched the
I
next
know.
Week, right?
Yeah, it was way before. I think I can't remember, but you know, it was. It's doing great right now. I mean, 55 countries so far.
Yeah.
It's a dream come true.
All right.
So,
all right, guys. Well, we got to wrap it up. So
thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Congratulations to you, Mike Scott, and Cindy Bradley. Congratulations.
Congrats, guys.
Thanks. Hey. Thank you guys for having us. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And thank you, Cindy, for calling in. I know you got my text message. So thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thank you for having me. And keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Have a good day, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Cindy Bradley, Mike Scott, two winners from the American Smooth Jazz Awards last night. I'm going to read off the list of the rest of the winners. Entertainer of the Year went to Dave Koz. Male Vocalist, George Benson. Female Vocalist, Nora Jones. Group of the Year, 4Play. Brass Woodwind was a tie between Boney James and Richard Elliott. Percussionist Harvey Mason of 4Play. Guitarist Peter White won for Guitarist of the Year, Song of the Year for Bright, and Album of the Year for Good Day. Keyboardist of the Year, Brian Culberson. New Artist, Cindy Bradley. Gospel Jazz Artist, Kirk Whalum. And Journalist of the Year, Melanie Maxwell for her Smooth Jazz News Magazine. Broadcaster Terrestrial Radio went to Dave Koz. And, of course, Mike Scott for the Broadcaster Internet Radio. International Male Vocalist, Michael Bublé. International Female Vocalist, Diana Krall. International Group, Incognito. And International Artist, Mark Antoine.
Yes.
So congratulations to all of them.
Yes, and Brian O'Neill and Nick Colion won the first Humanitarian Award, the Wayman Tisdell Humanitarian Award. And that award was given out by Wayman's wife, Regina, who was in attendance as well.
Yes, yes. So congratulations to all of the American Smooth Jazz winners. We're so happy for you. So
yes. But one thing, though, Trey, that Boney James, Richard Elliott tie thing, we talked about this last night. Now, I know Carol is listening because she just typed in Boney. Now, me, you know, hey, I want a recount, okay? We need to have a recount because, you know, I know Carol is right now mad. She's issuing a statement to Bernie Scassi, and she want a recount on that, okay? You know, Boney's her man. She wants a recount.
Oh, my God. Did you vote, Carol? Maybe Carol didn't vote enough. Maybe that's what it was.
No, I know
she
Carol voted more than once, okay? Probably just keep did multiple votes, so yes, definitely.
She didn't vote enough. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Tomorrow we are not on tomorrow. I have a promo that I want to play for Andre Delano's show, who we are doing our part two interview for him. So this is his promo. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Andre Delano. Come join me for part two of my interview on Tuesday, November 2nd at 7 Pacific and 10 Eastern on Talking Smooth Jazz. We're going to cover everything from when I first started playing saxophone to my tour with Maxwell to my latest tour with Lionel Richie. We're going to cover all bases. So come join me. I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you.
That's going to be on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Miss Anita Ross will be our fan co-host that evening.
Wow.
You're going to tune in for that. And then on Monday, we're talking to saxophonist Jeanette Harris. She has a brand new CD called Saxified, and so we're going to be talking to her about that. All right. Mike,
and
do you
what
have
else
anything
we have? We got some new rescheduled dates for some new artists that we've got coming up.
Yes, Eric Evans from the Eric Evans Project. He was originally scheduled for Saturday the 13th. He has now been scheduled for the following Saturday on the 20th. And Urban Jazz Coalition, they were originally scheduled for Sunday the 14th. They have been rescheduled for December 5th.
Yeah.
And Paul Jackson Jr., he was originally scheduled for Tuesday the 16th. He has now been rescheduled for Monday, November 29th, for Paul Jackson Jr. So in upcoming interviews, we have Kevin Whalum, Steve Cole coming up this month
Whalum? We got Kevin Whalum? I didn't know that. I didn't get the memo on Kevin Whalum. Wow, okay, cool.
I'm sorry, not this month, next month. Kevin Whalum is coming up, yes. 17-year-old saxophonist Vincent Ngala. Next month, Mills, Phil Denny, and so those are those artists we have coming up next month for you. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to you know, bringing those artists to you.
Yes, definitely.
But again,
definitely.
We are not on tomorrow, so just tune in, come back on Monday, and we'll be back here Monday with Jeanette Harris. Okay,
Jeanette
I'm going
Harris,
to play.
But I want to add one thing before you get into the last one. Jeanette Harris is
sure.
nice. I want to just say this. You know, with this show, you never know who's going to call in. And you know, so like I said, you guys have to support these independent artists. These guys are great musicians, and me and Terry, we are definitely going out, you know, finding these guys to bring to you, to introduce them to you, because you know, this genre is not dead. I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that, you know, well, attendance is down, CD
mm-hmm.
sales are down. It's a different era now. You know, you've got the internet, the downloads, the things like that. So, but the people are still coming out to the shows. They're coming out to the festivals, everything. So please support independent artists, these festival promoters. You guys have to, you know, redo your thinking and schedule some of these cats like Julian, like Nicholas, Tony Axum Jr., you know, Marcus Anderson. You know, these guys, they are the new generation of this genre. Like, so they want to make this genre younger and more hip. That's it right there. Those cats, I don't think any of those artists are over 30. And Vincent Angala, he's just 17 as well. So, I mean, these young musicians are the future of this industry, and we have to get them and showcase them so that, you know, this genre can thrive in the future. So definitely, you know, please listen to the show, support the independent artists, and, you know, support everything that we're trying to do to introduce you guys to these new artists, because they are the future of this genre.
Definitely. So, yes, definitely support them. Buy their music. If you don't have a smooth jazz station in your area, talk to somebody that maybe there's a venue there that, you know, they're playing, they're bringing in artists. Talk to the owner, talk to the manager, and ask them to bring in your favorite artist to perform.
Yeah.
If there's a promoter in your area that you know about, talk to the promoter and say, look, you guys got to step outside the box and bring in some of these artists to perform here and, get them some exposure. So it takes all of us, the fans, the musicians, the artists, the promoters, it takes us all to keep this genre going. And the internet, we can do only so much. We can bring them on and introduce you to them and play their music, but it takes a village, as they say, to keep this genre going, to help these artists get out there, young, talented artists like Nicholas and Elizabeth Miss and Marcus and Julian and Vincent and all of them. It just takes all of us to help them get out there. So please support the artists. Please support the artists. And go buy Nicholas' music today, cdbaby.com. Buy it now, today, as I'm speaking.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. In the chat room, Anita Ross, Boney Fan Carol, the guest, Smooth Groove Radio. Thank you all for listening and tuning in today. You can follow Mike and I on Twitter. I am jazz_queen. And Mike is The Daily Grind, T-H-A, The Daily Grind. We're also on Facebook. We have a fan and group page, Talking Smooth Jazz, on Facebook. So send us, join our pages and send us friend requests or like our pages and check us out. I think that's all I have. Mike, you have anything else?
No, I think, you know, you're getting real good at the plugging thing right now. I like that. You're getting good at the plugging thing. So
I remember, Mike, when you first came on as the co-host, you used to always get on me about not doing certain things. You remember that? And somebody in the chat room said that you were being mean to me.
Oh, being mean.
Yes.
Well, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Because
you know, we got people like Pamela, Mike, and all of them. You know, they don't hesitate to plug their show. They're like, look, 6 to 10 a.m. You know, Monday to Friday. Pamela like Saturday, Sunday. You know, so I'm like, Terry, you plug out stuff too. You know, so yes. When people come on the show, they're like, look, listen to us this day, that day. Find me here, find me there. You know, so they don't hesitate.
Yeah.
You know, so. I had to kind of get you used to, you know, doing that. So you do it good now.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that that you approve. Thank you so much.
Yes. Even with the THA, you know, with The Daily Grind. I did THA because it's cooler than THE, okay? That's why I did that.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you approve. Thank you so much. Oh, have mercy. Okay. We are talking smooth jazz, and we are on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, weeknights, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So check us out. Tune in and check us out. Definitely come hang out with us in the chat room. We have fun in the chat room, crazy people, my TSJ chatters. I love them to death. So come and check us out. For those of you that are guests, thank you for tuning in. For those that are listening outside the chat room, thank you for tuning in. If this is an archive show you're listening to, thank you for doing so. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to play another song. I'm just going to close out the show with another song from Nicholas CD. I think I will play Can You Stay? You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And thanks again to Pamela Black of Pamela's Place. And our thanks again to Leon Cole, Nicholas Cole, for coming on. And for those that called, Davis Gonzalez, Mike Phillips, Julian Vaughn,
Cindy Bradley.
Thank you. Her name just went right out of my head. Cindy Bradley, thank you all for calling in. We appreciate it. Congratulations again to Cindy and Mike Scott and all of the American Smooth Jazz Awards winners. Congratulations again. All right. From Nicholas Cole's debut CD, this is Can You Stay? Thank you.